Well, Rhys, tell us how it's come about. We're sat talking to you here at Barnsley then. Give us the summer from Rhys Wibara's perspective.
Well, I left Doncaster at the end of the season. They offered me a contract in January. I think it was a 2.5-year deal, which I kindly said no to, due to the reasons that I just wanted to keep myself ambitious, and I didn't really want to be tied down, and I kind of wanted to test myself a bit further, as the ex-managers, well, the manager's already said. And then I spoke to the manager, Lee Johnson, last week. We had a good 2-hour chat, and he talked his football philosophy, what he thinks I can add to the team, and how he can improve me and ultimately get me back to where he thinks I can play.
Were you hoping for a move into the Championship then? Is that what you were ultimately hoping for first over the summer?
Ideally, yes. However, it wasn't a case of just going to any Championship club, because if you're playing at the bottom of the Championship, it's better to play at the top of League One, because you've got the ball, you're going out to win as opposed to not lose. So ultimately, wherever I went, it was a case of going into a footballing side, which was ambitious, and that was my main aim this summer, was just to go into an environment which kind of matched my ambition and drive to better themselves.
Is that something that I guess Lee Johnson convinced you of here then? That's why Barnsley has been chosen as the club for you?
Yes, it's clear to see he's only been in management a short time, and he did well at Oldham, and obviously that's why he's here, and he aims to progress and push on even further, as do myself. So definitely the conversation we had was very positive, and I had full faith even in the short time I spent with him.
In terms of your drive now then, everyone knows that I think you've got a clothing brand, haven't you, as well, outside of the game, and I think even Lee Johnson's kind of commented on factors that you have going on outside of football, away from football. What's your commitment like to the game and to improving yourself as a player and commitment to Barnsley?
Yeah, my dream from a kid was to be a Premiership footballer, and that's still the aim. Obviously, yes, I do have a clothing line and it's going well. However, that was making use of my time outside football. And I think a lot of players don't necessarily make use of their time, and they use it in detrimental factors, i.e. drinking, gambling. And I thought, well, why not use my time efficiently and create something which can maybe give me something after football. I've got a good team and staff, so on a day-to-day basis I'm not relied on heavily. So my desire is all to better myself in the football, and that takes care of itself.
So I guess you see it as a big positive part of your life, as opposed to a distraction that some may point at, as you see it as a big factor for you.
Yeah, I get to meet very intelligent people and learn mentally as well. You know, that's a big thing in football as well, being able to deal with different factors and ups and downs. And I've met, even in a short space of time with the company, I've met a lot of people which have had positive influences on me. So it's definitely a positive. I know some people have looked at it as a negative, but I think that is just from the outside looking in, not speaking to me and seeing the situation as such. But definitely I think it's a positive. And if I could give any advice to younger players, is to use the money that they get wisely and ultimately set up their future. But ultimately you can do that on the pitch first and foremost.
I know you're quite active on Twitter as well, aren't you? I follow you on Twitter and see you tweeting here and there. I imagine your move here to Barnsley must have caused a bit of a stir with the Doncaster fans in particular as well.
Yeah, I think a week before the move I had tons of fans begging me to come back, and then a week after was, don't ever come back, we hate you, but that's football. You just have to
smile. What would you say to them then? To those fans who know, like you say, you were offered a deal there, you turned it down, and now you've joined another club who's in League One, who will probably have similar ambitions to Doncaster this season.
I don't have much to say, to be fair. This is football. Everybody wants to do the best for themselves and the club, you know what I mean? So I don't have much to say.
So you've had your first, half a week now here at Barnsley. How have you been settling in and getting on with what is a very young squad here?
Yeah, it's a very young squad, but like I said, they're all on the path to the top, hopefully, as is the manager, he's young too. But I've settled in really quick. The lads have been brilliant. Obviously, I played 35, 40 minutes, which was nice. I'm really happy, and the infrastructure is great as well. The science side of it, and it's really good. I was much better than I expected, to be honest.
Are you fit enough to start then, do you think now?
I'm not far off, I hope so, yeah.
Because you've missed pre-season, haven't you, I suppose? But I presume you've been doing work on your own.
Yeah, I've missed pre-season, obviously. I've been doing work on my own, but nothing compares to the vigours of training every day. But I'm an actual fit lad anyway. I think I played 50 games last year, so I look after myself, don't drink or smoke or anything. So I should be getting back to grips pretty fast. So hopefully I'm in for a start on Saturday. We'll see how it goes.
And from what you've seen so far then from this team here, and you've obviously played in League One last season as well, what do you make to the chances of maybe getting up there this season, pushing for those playoff places?
That's the plan. The manager is aimed for the top two, which is nice to hear. And like I said, I've only been here a short space of time, but some of the young lads have got a lot of quality. Maybe if you have a bit more experience to kind of balance that ability, I think we've got a great chance. But I'm really looking forward to it.